Well, the last question is probably the most difficult to answer, as it is a very specific question. If I ask myself how remote assessment methodology can affect learning practice in STEM, I think that probably this kind of methodology can the remote or online assessment can provide more flexibility. Obviously, it will be possible to make assessment anytime and anywhere. I mean that it is possible to have some sort of continuous learning, because there will also a continuous assessment. There will not be a time for exam and time for study. You can distribute the assessment all along the course. It is not necessary to make assessment just at the end. If we make online assessment, I have seen this is already done in many online courses. Every week you have an assessment of what you train in this week. Every week you use this assessment to be able to pass the level, to go to the next step of the course. This is, from the point of view of education, is very good, because it is the best way to learn is to learn in a progressive and continuous way, not to learn all at once just at the time of the exam, at the time of the test. What else I can say? From the negative point of view, online assessment will provide the chance to have much more feedback and analytics in assessment. I mean that online assessment will make very easy to get a lot of data about the outcome of the assessment, and I'm sure that university will ask to our teacher to provide a lot of statistics and of analytics about the assessment. And this I see this in a negative way, because it will force us to provide a standardized a uniform outcome of the assessment result. I explain, if some I want to show to my university that after every exam the mean of the grades are the score, the mean score the student get is always mean, and also standard deviation are more or less the same. If some exam, some test give a different mean score, it is not a good presentation for me teacher, and so I will be forced to make so that having all this data about the result of the test, I will try to uniform the score of the test. And this, my opinion, is not a good thing. About the specific question, about how the gender affect the gender is affected by online assessment. I think that there is not a gender effect, but it is instead about the kind of student. Surely the student that are shy will feel better with online assessment. Students that are more sociable will prefer physical assessment. But this is not depending on the gender. About what is different in STEM studies from the rest, I can say that okay, STEM is really different because STEM need hands-on, experimental learning, and also the assessment is made through perhaps the use of some laboratory device or the application of some special computer software available just in some laboratory. And obviously the remote assessment will make this this kind of assessment more difficult because the student will cannot use the physical laboratory when they make a remote assessment. And so we were forced to change the way we make assessment. But for STEM is this will reduce the possibility the quality of this assessment itself.